Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Now, if you really believe that, won't you just come on and give him a shout of praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We're going to see, as Pastor Terry Wilson just shared, we're going to see some of God's goodness. How many know we can see it on each other and all around us? But we just thank God for Pastor Terry Howell being with us today. Amen. And you know, he's going to be speaking, so let's just give him a hand as he come up and share the word of the Lord. Amen.
Oh, it's getting stronger every day.
Amen. Amen. Love you too. Well, believe it or not, I'm nervous. I get butterflies over all the years. I've always gotten butterflies to come up and speak. But today was a little bit more. I don't know why they brought this chair up here. But it was because I said, you better take me a chair. It's been 15 weeks since the brain stroke. And I'm evidence. We've had some difficult times, rough roads to go through, but God's brought us through every one of them. He really has. I've missed you guys. I've been here for about 4 weeks. We missed one of the 4 weeks, but I love y'all. Really miss you. Last week, might have been the week before, went to outpatient therapy. I'd been in the hospital for a week, been in a wheelchair for a couple of weeks, and been inpatient therapy for 21 days, then outpatient, and then I think it was last week or the week before last. Which one? Last week. It was last week. We had outpatient therapy, and they did. I didn't go for 2 weeks because they wanted me to be out during Christmas and during New Year's. So they could analyze to see how I did without therapy. And so I went back to therapy, and that was my graduation day. They said, don't come back. And I was talking to some visitors over here on the second row, and just talking with them a little bit. And I think your name's Philip. And I was telling them briefly, you know, that I was a pastor, and briefly, and I'd be speaking today. And I really think the Lord spoke prophetically to me through him. And he said, and all he said was, he said a few other things, but he said, your back. So I took that as a word from the Lord, you know, to let me know that hey, we're back, you know. But the song, one thing before I get started, one of the things here about this song, the joy of the Lord is my strength. A lot of times it's misunderstood that's the Lord's joy, and we're glad he has joy, and that strengthens me. Another in people's belief is that I have the joy of the Lord, and that strengthens me. That's not what that verse says. That verse says, the joy of the Lord strengthens me. When you look that up, it means, yeah, catch this, the joy that I see that he has for me gives me strength. So tell your neighbor that. The joy that I see that he has for me strengthens me. I mean, think about that. I'm happy about he has joy when he sees me. He has joy for me. I may not be perfect during the time. I may not be doing everything right, but he has a joy for me. And when we latch on to that, we find strength to be able to do, to be able to go, be able to speak, to be able to do the things that he wants us to do. So I want to make sure we get that out. Thank you, Philip. Didn't even know that was from God, but it was for me. Good to have visitors like that. It really is. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give you prophetic teaching today. I really was asking the Lord about this this first message back, and had a lot of things on my mind. Had the message that I was going to speak right before this thing happened, and I wasn't having any peace. You know, the Bible says, "Let the peace of God rule your heart." Let the peace that he has, umpire, let that peace call the shots. So I didn't have peace about it, and so I prayed about it before, but I weren't really prayed about it a little harder, and I said, "Lord, I'm nervous about Sunday, and I need to know what you want. It's not about me. It's really not. It's about him." And what I heard from him was, "I want you to tell my people what I have for them in this year. What is it that I've done for them? What I have for them?" So a lot of times we don't know what he has for us. So I want you to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I want you to know that prophetic teaching will bring revelation, and revelation will introduce transformation. Y'all get that sequence? Teaching prophetically what God's saying, what God's doing, what God is forecasting prophetically, teaching prophetically will bring revelation. When revelation gets inside us, it never leaves. Knowledge can come, knowledge can go. Knowledge doesn't really change you. Revelation makes the change. A revealing of who he is, a revealing of a truth that he has for you. He said, "You shall know, you shall become intimate with the truth." And that truth sets the course of you being free in that area of your life. A lot of people are in bondage because they don't have revelation. They don't have that knowing, that truth becoming part of them. When that truth becomes part of you, you have just received revelation. Because now it can't be taken away. It can't be. He said, when you have the truth, you shall have it indeed, which means it's a court thing. It's already decided, and it'll never be overturned and never be taken away from you. Your revelation that God's given you is never taken away. That is worth everything to me. It really is, that when God teaches and brings us to the place of knowing, and that knowing becoming who we are, not just in our mind, not just in our head. You know, a lot of people have head knowledge about God, but they don't walk for God. Don't walk with God. So they have a knowledge, but they don't have the revelation. All right. So let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and is that it? Excuse me for my slow turning, because turning my head gives issues from time to time, but God's getting us through it. Amen. It says, let's look at this. For an appointed time, there's appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under earth. That's what God says about it. He said, look, watch this. Time to be born, time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to throw stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to shun embracing, a time to search, a time to give up as lost, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear apart, a time to sew together, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time for peace. What I want you to understand here, there's 28 things that he talks about in this cycle. And it starts out with being born, a time to be born, and it ends with a time for peace. So the completeness is at your birth, when you go through the cycles that God's given us and takes us through all of these things, that the end result is there'll be a time for peace. Why? Because I've seen him in all of it. Because I've witnessed him in all of it. 28, there's 28. 28 is the number for times and seasons. That is a prophetic number that is for times and seasons. So we need to see that. So I got a question for you. Do you know what season you're in? Do you know what season you're in? Well, we need to know where we are. We need to know what season we're in. Well, it's about time, right? It's about time that we knew that. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, and let's look at this. It says, look therefore, chapter 5, verse 15, look therefore carefully how you walk. He said, I want you to carefully look at how you're walking. Most Christians don't carefully look. I mean, we are guilty of not even paying attention to how we walk. And I'm not talking about physical walking. I paid attention to how I've been walking for about 3 or 4 months. You know, I've been wobbling some, catching some, off balance some. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about be careful how you walk. Then he says this, how do I do that? Not as unwise, but as wise. So we should take earnest care and look carefully that we're walking with wisdom. Walking with wisdom. Then he said, how do I do that? Then it says this in verse 16, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Very important. Redeeming is like redeeming a coupon that we're buying. We're making a purchase with the redemption. That's on the surface. That's what that means. the depth of that meeting is to cash in on the valued moment, because that word time is not chronos, it's kairos. There's actually three words, but there's two words in the Bible. It's chronos, which is the time on the watch, time on the calendar, time, you know, the years, the months, and weeks, and dates. That's the chronos. It's a measurement of time, and we have that. You know, have you ever seen there used to be a show called Beat the Clock? I'm telling my age, I tell him. Beat the clock. You had to do certain things in order to beat the clock, in order to do before the clock ran out. You know, our society sometimes tries to beat the clock. Try to get everything we've done, get everything done that we need to. Everything. I only have this much time, and I got to get this guy. So all of a sudden, but see, that's not the time that he's telling us to redeem. He's not telling you to buy the time back that you already lost in the date. You can't buy that back. He is saying that cash in on the kairos, cash in on the spiritual moments. Kairos is a spiritual time. It's a spiritual movement. It's a spiritual moment. What is your spiritual moment? Have you had spiritual moments? When you were, excuse me, when you were born again, there was a certain time of the day or whatever, but you had a kairos moment. You had a spiritual moment in the timeline of your life, being born again. Are you hearing me? I want you to capture this thing about when you see time, one is chronos and one is kairos. And he says, I want you to learn how to, this is some of the things that God says he's wanting us to do for this year. I want you to learn how to redeem. I want you to cash in on the spiritual moment. And he says, wherefore, be ye not foolish. Don't be hot. Don't be unwise, be wise. And how you're wise is you start cashing in on spiritual moments. And then he goes on and says, don't be foolish. Don't be a foolish person. But he goes on and says this, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So if you see the significance of what he's saying here, he said you need to look carefully at where you are. You need to take note of what time is it. Does anybody really know what time it is? I know Terry Wilson in Chicago. Terry Wilson, you know, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? Actually, that came from the organ player, Robert Lamb, and he wrote the song. And get this, he wrote that because, not because of chronos, not because of time. He wrote that because of a kairos moment. How do I know that? He tells how that song was written. He wrote it. He tells how that song was written. He said, teenage boy, had family problems. His mother remarried. Then he moved to New York, Brooklyn, I think. But he was there, and I was walking down the street one day. That's part of the song. He said, I was walking down the street, and this is what he says in his testimony. Walking down the street, I saw a man that's taking a smoke break in front of a theater. So the time of day of where he's at, this is where he's at. Then he asked the man, do you have the time? What time is it? The man in return was taking a smoke break, worked with the theater, looked at him and said this, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? That right there made a kairos moment for him it stuck with him, and he realized that the moment that he was spoken to, there was something more than just it's 12 o'clock. That Kairos moment moved in his life to be able to, a little bit later, write the song, "Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? Does Anybody Really Care?" And the whole song, the song is about trying to beat the clock, trying to get everything done without taking the time, taking the Kairos moments that we have. And all of a sudden, spiritual moments begin to drift by, and we miss them. So we have to understand that these things are what God wants us to understand. This Kairos is on Matthew chapter 2. Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the time that the star appeared. What did they want to know? What was the date? What was the month? What was the time? He was talking about the chronos. What time did the star appear? See, that's the chronos. He wanted to know the linear time. So that's what that time is. It's in the Bible 53 times. The Kairos is in the Bible. Listen to this. 85. Say 85. It's important. It really is. It's important. I'll tell you why in a minute. So the Kairos is a spiritual moment. It's in there 85 times, and he wants us to cash in on these spiritual moments. When the Kairos moment comes, when the spiritual moment comes in our time of life, and it'll come multiple times, time of life, it means to adjust your routine, normal routine, to a specific attention. All of a sudden, spiritually, you're spiritually aware of something happening. You're spiritually aware of something happening. And God's doing something, speaking something, showing you something in order for that to be a spiritual moment in your life. You ever had that happen? Have you ever been going down the road on your chronos time to go somewhere, and all of a sudden you have a Kairos moment, and he says, "I want you to go see," you hear or you feel, "I want you to go see somebody." Has anybody ever had that? Somebody come up in your mind. So that's the Kairos moment. You know, it could be that you need to pray. It could be that you need to go search it out. I don't know, but that's the Kairos moment in this chronos time. And we have those things. So we have to adjust our normal routine in order to be able to give it specific attention. Number two, it looks for a special voice, or specific voice, I should say, from God. There's a specific voice from God. He's saying something to you during that. How many of you have experienced that? God's been telling you something that you had no clue about so-and-so. Somebody came upon your mind and you called them, and or you said to pray for them. And all of a sudden you find out a little next week that they were going through something very tragic, but yet he told you to pray a week before in Kairos time, not Chronos time. It's so important that we understand that. Number three, calls for attention and action and communication and configuration. That's what this Chronos does. It's an action must be taken to achieve a task. Something has to be done to achieve that task. Because if you have a Chronos moment that he says pray, what have you got to do? Pray. If it has that moment to go somewhere else, just go see Andy. And when you go see it, what you got to do? You got to go see Andy. You don't know why. You understand what I'm saying? Philip this morning said, "You're back." That's what he had. He didn't tell me God spoke to him. I heard God through him. Why? Because he doesn't even know me. First time we met. But at the same time, here comes a Chronos moment from God, says, "You're back." What is that? That's a moment for me in that time span of Chronos. That's a moment for me to hear God say, "You're back," from somebody who does not even know me. Are y'all getting this? That's what he says, redeem that. How do I redeem that? I grab hold of it. I pay attention to it. I seek it out. And I put it in my heart. It said that Mary pondered these things in her heart. We have to ponder these things that God has given us in this kairos time. So some of the kairos here, but listen to this. It says in Mark chapter 1, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of God. And he says this, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. What is he saying? He said, in that time there is kairos. He said, my spiritual moment has come. It's fulfilled. I have fulfilled this spiritual moment that he wanted, that the Lord, the Father wanted me to do. I have fulfilled it. So that's the kairos. Then he goes on in Luke chapter. By the way, yeah, he said, you kingdom of God's at hand. He said, repent, believe in the gospel. Are y'all ready for this? See, God has a kairos time for you to be born again in a chronos world. He has a kairos time for you to be born again. Whenever you recognize that moment and you say yes to God, you say, it breaks your heart over what we've become and what we were. And we say yes to God. That's our chronos moment. But here's the thing about it. And we'll learn more about this in just a moment. But kairos is just not to save you. He is the beginning and the end. He is the birthed you. I brought you into life. And through all of this season, my plan is to give you peace. My plan is for you to be able to walk in peace, not walk in turbulence and things that you don't understand. So kairos is able to birth you, and the kairos, which is grace, I'll show you in a minute, that it has enough to mature you. I know a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, I know several Christians that are born again, but all they have is the moment of being born again. They have no life of fulfillment in walking with God. So they have that moment, but they didn't follow the kairos moments and follow the grace that God's given them for them to be able to mature. In other words, here's it is. At 20 years of age of being a Christian, they're still on the bottle. That's an, oh my. You know, at 20 years of being a Christian, there's no evidence of them ever having that kairos moment in their living. All they heard you say is, I'm a Christian. But the fruit of your life has not been completed and not been fulfilled and not being lived out. That's the reason he says, be careful how you walk. See, the world is looking not for somebody to say, I'm a Christian. They've heard that before. They've seen that before. They've been around that before. I'm a Christian. You know, and some people may say, well, you sure don't act like it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not fussing at you. I'm saying the reality of a Christian walk, of fulfillment, is when you have the grace of God, you become born again, and then you follow the grace of God all the way through your life to become mature, to become from a babe to a son. And that's what the world is craving. It's that the world is crying out, mourning for the children of God, the mature ones of God, not the babies. The world's not crying out for more babies. The world is crying out for the babies to grow up, to become adults, spiritual adults. What does that mean? That means my life is being governed by the kingdom. Let's look at something else he says here. Luke chapter 9, he says, let's see, when he approached, he wept over it, and they rebuked him. And he says, you did not, he said, he's rebuking them in Luke chapter 19, I'm sorry. You did not recognize the time of your visitation. You didn't recognize. See, there's times in my life that I can remember that the Lord wanted me to receive him, and I didn't. But I remember when I did. You understand what I'm saying? There's times when the Holy Spirit, that kairos moment, is talking to you about, you need to surrender to me. You need to surrender. That's that kairos moment. That didn't come from Kronos. That was in Kronos. And then we didn't recognize the time of the visitation of the Holy Spirit drawing us to him, drawing us to Jesus. So he said, okay, you didn't recognize. So that has to be recognized. Time. Luke chapter 12, you hypocrites. Luke chapter 12, verse 56. You hypocrites, you do not know how to analyze the appearance of the sky, the earth and the sky. You know how to, the word analyze. You know how to analyze the earth and the sky. But why do you not analyze this present time? Why are you not analyzing the Kronos moment that I'm making in your life right here? See, it needs recognition and it needs to be analyzed. It needs to stop and think about this. What is this difference in my life? What is this difference that's going on right now? What's God wanting me to do? God, what are you saying? This present time, that's a kairos. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. Do you not know you do know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So now there's a discernment. Now I have to discern, is this God? Have you ever had that question when you have these thoughts, when you have these moments? Is it God? Is that you? Have you ever asked God, is that you want me to do this? Has anybody ever had that? Yeah. See, that's part of our life. Yeah, then God said, this is me. I remember one time, I won't tell you the whole situation, but it was a bad situation with another minister and everything. It didn't go well. It really didn't. And I'm saying, God, I'm really grieved over this. I hurt over this because he's my brother and things didn't work out right. What do you want me to do about it? You know what I heard? Give him $1,000. What did I say? God, is that you? God, is that you? This man just the treatment of this man was just awful. He said, write him a check for $1,000. Yeah, I did ask why, but you know, I never got it answered. I really didn't. I never got concrete evidence that of why. So we did that. Wrote a check for $1,000, you know, and then looked at it and never got a call from the man. He cashed a check. And I'm looking at God. I said, God, he cashed a check. He's using the money. He's got the money. He got the blessing. But he never said thank you. Listen to this. You know what I heard? Thank you. That's what I heard from God. Thank you. Then it all made sense. Why? Because I heard what God said. I questioned it, but I heard what God said. I was obedient to it. And he thanked me. All right. So that's the Kronos of these things happen. And last, he says, last, he said, this last on Chronos, he said, take heed, Matthew chapter 13, take heed, watch and pray. Take heed, be alert. Three things, be alert, pay attention, pray. Be alert, pay attention, and pray. It didn't say worry. He didn't say be anxious. He said, don't be dumb about it. Be alert, pay attention, and pray. For you do not know what time it is. See, I didn't know that time of giving that man $1,000 was something that he was going to use to bless that man, to show that man that he's loved, regardless of his actions. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So I want to say, you know, listen to this. I want to be able to turn around and say, you know, so, well, I gave a man $1,000 for almost cussing me out. Big deal. Yeah, but that's all about me. See, my question was, God, is this really you? Surely you don't want me to do that. And then I thought about it for a minute and I said, you know, the devil never has told me to give somebody $1,000. You know, so anyway, so you begin to see that this is the real thing. So what must we learn between these two? We must learn that we have the kairos, the spiritual moments in the chronos time. We need to make sure that we learn how to analyze and pay attention to these spiritual moments in our life that he brings to us. I do. I think some of you are here today not because of what time of day it is or what month it is, or what, you're here because of a chronos moment. Go to that church. I want you to go there. And some of you came and you've never left. You know, now I'm not saying everybody, you know, but that's not left up for me. That's left up for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it's like the chronos moment is, what is God saying? What do we need to do? And when do we need to do it? I heard talking to another visitor a few weeks ago, and I said, what brought you here? He said, I drive by here every day to work or pass here every day, and I just decided, I felt like, we need to try that church. So in his travel to work, he had a chronos moment to be here. Do you hear what I'm saying? And they came. And by the way, they're still here. And we hope they stay. Well, we hope everybody stays. But once again, we're not a controlling church. It's not about, you can come in. Say, what is that? You can, what is that? Hotel California, I know. So you can check in, but you can never leave. You know, or roaches or something like that. So okay, they check in, but they don't. They check in, but they don't. I'm not calling y'all roaches. Come on now. His first sermon back, he called us a bunch of roaches. Well, thank God for editing. Now, we won't edit that. I made a blurb one time and one mistake blurb, and after the message was over, there's three people that darted from where they were over there to Randy to get a copy of the tape. I intervened. I went over and I said, that tape goes nowhere, because it was a uh-oh, you know, it was, I said it wrong. I just, you know what I'm saying. Loving roaches. We're glad you're back. Yeah. You know, ready for me to be off another 3 months. So I really, really believe so. That's just the introduction of the message. It really is. It's just the introduction. And I really felt like God said, I want you to teach them what I've got for them. You know, but if we don't understand how he does that, we can miss it if we're not analyzing the time or looking at the kairos in this thing, this spiritual time that he has for everybody. He's given us life, but then he gave us, being born again, he gave us a new life, a spiritual life, because without him, without being born again, we're spiritually dead. Without Christ, we're spiritually dead. We're alive physically, but we're spiritually dead. Being born again, we're spiritually alive with his spirit, with his presence. So, the depth of the message was going to be about the year, the Hebrew year 5785. And what that means, and which is 2025 in our calendar. God, there's a Hebrew calendar, it's God's calendar. It follows the moon and some of the sun, but you know, our regular calendar it's just the sun only. So you begin to see that I really need to pay attention to what time it is. I really need to discern. I really need to analyze. I really need to give attention to the spiritual moments that God gives me, the spiritual awakenings. Why am I having that thought? Because of a spiritual moment in this time of day. That's the quality of living life in him and him living through you. So I told you how many times kairos was in the Bible. Do y'all remember that number? 85. What's the year? 5785. See, there is the emphasis. See, we miss some of these things because we don't analyze and look spiritually. What is God saying? God is putting major emphasis on kairos time. But if I don't understand what that is, then I'm not going to be able to live out what he's doing in our life. So I'm going to be talking about 5785, 2025. I'll give you a few facts, and then I'm not going to be able to unfold it, unpack it. I'm not going to be able to do that in this amount of time left. But 5,000 means it begins with God and it ends with God. That's what 5,000 means. It begins with God and it ends with God. He is the beginning and the end. 700 means a spiritual realm. You have to have that spiritual realm that's inside the physical. So during the 700 years that we're in this, he said there's all type of spiritual things that are happening in the physical world, and I want you to pay attention to it. Okay. 80 says 5780. 80 is the Hebrew word pay, which has to do with your mouth. Started in 2020. what happened in 2020 concerning our mouth? Anybody want to take a wild guess? Huh? Mask. Mask. Stay at home. What was the enemy trying to do? Shut the mouth down. Be quiet. Don't talk to other people. Stay at home and put a guard over your mouth. That's the enemy working to say, listen, I'm not against the government. I didn't say that. I'm just saying from a spiritual realm, you have to understand the enemy fights what God wants to do. But that decade, that's 10 years. We're midway of that 10 years. 10 to 80, we're midway. We're halfway through that. And during that time, what he's wanted us to do, he's wanted us to say what God's saying. Have you ever had people say, let me tell you how I feel about it. And you knew you wasn't going to like it? Hey, anybody ever experienced that? Let me ask you this. Has anybody ever done that? Walk up to someone and say, let me tell you how I feel about it. You know, we really don't, doesn't really matter how you feel. What's God saying? Our feelings can get all messed up. Haiti, say what God's saying. We got five more years of impact of saying, this is the season. This is a time and a season that God has opened up for us to be able to operate in the chaos moments and say what God is saying. Well, they might not like it. Okay. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it at the beginning. Get a man $1,000. I didn't like it. Questioned it. Then I realized, that's God. I'll go ahead and do it. You might not like it, but you get a thank you from God. God said, thank you. What for what? The obedience and the surrender. That's what I want you to do. Now, if I was wild about money, everybody needs money. I like money. Everybody needs money. But see, but he said, don't let your walk with me be about money. Don't hang on to your money too tight. Because when he asks you for it, give it to him. Because if we hang on to it too tight, then all of a sudden it begins to tweak how we walk in a certain way that doesn't look like him. Okay, then the last one is five. And that's the year that we're in, five. That five is called, going from that one, we still have a few more things in it. It means to behold, it means revelation, it means grace. Five is the number of grace. It means the breath of God. It means the wind of the Holy Spirit. It means an open window. There's an open window. Look, this may be words to you, but it is revelation for me. This is a year that he is setting in place, and this is why I'm saying God is saying, tell my people what I've got in store for them. And repentance. That's a strange thing about repentance. All right, go on from that one. All right, that's the hay. That's the letter for hay. You see that little opening over on the top left? That's the open window. That's the open window. Every letter has a number in the Hebrew. That's the number five. Five is the meaning of what? Grace. Grace. And excuse me, and we need to see that this year, we have a decade of talking, about 5 years in it, that he wants to emphasize that. Now he wants to emphasize grace all of this year and all of these other things that he said he was going to do. And it is the number five, and it is the fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It appears twice in God's name. God's name, Jehovah, has two H's in it. And the Bible says, He who was and is to come. There are five H's in that statement in the Hebrew. He who was and is to come. Grace, all the way in it. When he says, I am that I am, two H's are in that Hebrew phrase. Two H's. Does it matter? Absolutely. Because when you begin to say this, it's like when you say say it. How did you say it? Did you said, oh, it's a breathing out. Jehovah. So it's a breathing out of God's breath. Breathing out of God's presence. This is what this year is all about. You want to hear more about it? Come on back next week. Excuse me. Look, I feel like a fire hydrant connected to a hose pipe. It just ain't gonna work. There's so much more that I want to tell you next week to get you ready, to get you with an understanding of what he's provided for you this year. Well, is it just for this year? No, it is an emphasis of this year. It's what he's emphasizing this year. It's what he wants to make known to his people. Part of what he wanted to make known to his people was about the joy. We're not just excited that he's happy. We're excited that he is joyful with me. That's revelation. That's what he has for me. And we're going to be talking about all of that. It's a year to regain purpose. It's a year to find direction. It's a year for the open window. It's a year of new beginnings. It's a year to possess your promise. And it just goes on and on. Are you wanting to hear that? Well, we're going to go through all of that next week. But today, I want you to grab hold of the fact that when he says every jot and every tittle, every little mark, which means the Hebrew as well. A lot of people will just overlook the Hebrew calendar. I don't. And the reason I don't is because there's so much packed in God's calendar of what it was. See, when he talks about the sun, he's talking about about the nations. When you start seeing things about the sun, that's a word from him about nations. When he's talking about the moon, he's talking about his covenant people. That's the reason the moon, the Hebrew calendar is by the moon. He said he's talking to his covenant people. I'm part of his covenant people, aren't you? I don't replace, displace. I'm included in. You're included in. So the moon follows, the Hebrew follows the moon, which is more feminine, which is the body of Christ. And then when he talks about the stars, he's talking about his children. So the sun, he's talking about all nations. And the moon, he's talking about the covenant nation, who we are. And the stars are about his children of inheritance. Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm here, but I'm done. I'm sorry. You already have. Look, I always like it. I always like, because I used to say it. And I said, I used to walk up to people when they're talking. I said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. Well, you just did. Go ahead, Dave. Amen. Amen.
Age ain't a matter. He wanted me to know that. And it's twins. This is before I even get to the doctor. I had asked, could he let my sister know before this all took off, you know, what I was having before we got here. As soon as I call her, she goes, I know. It's a boy and a girl. That's a lot of hair.
That's great. like, no, that's great.
All right. My phone was broke for a few days. It's been having trouble. Right back after that, here comes another lesson. Wake up the next morning, here comes my new phone. Didn't even know it was coming. Great. So back to back, I've been having those spiritual moments that I have been grasp and hold on to and just let him take over.
Amen.
And I've been nervous to share, but how I will share it with y'all, but when you have him, listen to him. He's going to take you like you. You just don't know when or how, but listen.
Amen. 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 Before we leave, I don't know, someone could have had a Kairos moment this during this time frame of hour, 45 minutes, whenever, how long it's been. This Kairos moment for you is, I really, I've discerned the time, and I really need to do something about my life in Jesus. I really need to get reconnected, or I need to get connected to him. I need his grace of salvation. I need his grace of completion. If that's you, I'd like for you to just rise and come down, and there'll be prayer for you. If that's you, once again, If it's you and it's a Kairos moment, this moment can be here and leave. Do you hear me? Okay. Anybody? So we're all believers. We're all. Come on down. Amen. And can y'all come down and pray for her? Y'all come pray for her. Thank you, Thelma. You know, see, this could be your moment, not of salvation, but this could be your moment to to begin maturing process. This could be the moment to change how you walk, not who you are. He's already changed who you are. Amen? Amen. Let's stand together. Well, it's good to be back. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited about what he has for us and what he's done for us and what he's done for me. And could have been a lot worse, but, you know, but God knows how to take care of everything, and he has. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this Kairos moment for Thelma. I thank you for the Kairos moments that was for everybody here today when they latched hold of something that you said that was spiritual for them. And we ask you, God, that the day would be the day that it all begins, that we become more and more aware of what you have for us, and that we can walk in the fullness of who you are and the fullness of what we have. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you're a visitor, I'd like to meet you right back at the back.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.